professional advisor.
Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the show where you can ask questions about anything when it comes to health. Always will be slanted towards the integrative approach, meaning if there's a natural, more physiologic, functional way of handling the problem, we're going to suggest that first. And we're going to suggest things that your doctor never would normally suggest, because we're looking for things outside the typical. If you get something, then we're going to give you a drug for it. We're going to try to correct things and make things, especially the cells that make you up, as healthy as they were, or possibly as healthy as you were when you were much, much younger. With me, of course, is Irina. Irina is my wife, nurse practitioner, and we're going to help you with any question you have, regardless if you're listening on KMET 1490 or you're on CRN1 or Tiki or Roku, Twitch, YouTube. All those different areas and modalities are available to you no matter what you're watching on. You can text a message directly to Mike, our board operator producer, who will be glad to send on the information to us. Or you can call us at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Same number, makes no difference. You may be terrified, by the way, if you get a diagnosis of possible cancer, or you have perhaps some signs that may indicate the potential of it. So what's going to happen is you're going to get scared. And what happens with a lot of patients is they're going to pretty much blow off their going for their appointments to see if their cancer symptoms are any problem. Problem is, according to a new study, that people that do that are 12% more likely to die within a year of the diagnosis. Now, this is British researchers saying that. It may not be exactly that, but at least if you know, you've got the option from doing natural things, conventional things, combination of both, or one or the other. And then most likely is, yes, the men. Men particularly under 30 or over 85, living in poor areas, those with GI symptoms are the most likely to pull off. Now, they did this research collected from over 100,000 patients to 100 different doctors in the north of England. Now, again, England in the north may have its own potential characteristics, but I think it's pretty accurate to assume, wouldn't you, Irina, that people will, because of fear, start to walk away with it. And part of that is the fear of knowing what chemo can do. You know, Britain published a study not that long ago. Those who went into the hospital, more than 50, almost 50% will die within 30 days of chemotherapy in the hospital. So there's a lot of reasons for someone to be terrified of this. And that seems to be one of the issues. And they said that only 1 in 18 of patients who skipped their appointment was diagnosed with cancer. Those patients fared significantly worse. People are afraid of that diagnosis for sure. And I can see where they would want to not go to an appointment and follow it up. But today we're going to talk about how we can sort of tell if we have a predisposition to pretty much 8 or more cancers and what you could do about it and how you can find out about it. And I think that's going to be a very interesting show for those that are listening in between the questions that you have. We're going to go to a break now. When we get back, we'll talk about some of these and why your doctor may not have all the information he or she might need on nutrition. KMET 1490, Tiki Facebook, CRN1, Twitch, YouTube. You know how to get to us. Type Mike a question right now. Anything on health that you want to know or have a second opinion on, or something maybe your doctor's just not telling you everything you need to know. Irina and I are here for you. 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And we'll be right back, right after these messages.
Let me tell you why you should go to FridgeFresh.com. That's FridgeFresh.com. If you're like me, you buy too much fruit, too many vegetables. You put in the fridge. You go back a few days later and there's like all sorts of hair growing on them. It's kind of disgusting. Some of them are turning green. A lot of it's turning soft. You throw out a lot of produce that you bought. You shouldn't have to, and you don't have to. Fridge Fresh. FridgeFresh.com. Fridge Fresh is a miraculous product. You put in some batteries, You put it in the refrigerator, and a week later, your fruit and your vegetables are just perfect. It's quite amazing. It creates ozone, it fills your refrigerator, and it makes everything last. FridgeFresh.com, it's really changed my life. FridgeFresh is a miracle. I suggest it highly. FridgeFresh.com, only available online, so get it. It's a brilliant product. Save your fruits and vegetables with FridgeFresh.
Regardless of your question on health, regardless of where you are in the world, by simply dialing a number, 855-DR-MITCH, which within the United States, of course, is a free call, or 855-376-4824, you'll be able to get Irina and I on air. We're here for you for the next hour. And you can also pretty much from Roku, Tiki, Twitch, CRN, or YouTube even, and you can text a message directly back to Mike, who will then give me the question and then bring it up. We're talking about cancer today. We're going to pretty much focus on some of the cancers to find out if you have a predilection to it and what you could do about it, because you'll find that the answers in the conventional community are very different than the ones that Irina and I are going to give you. I think you're going to find that really important, because there is phenomenal, not a little, phenomenal medical research on what we're going to talk about, but yet so few, so few physicians would ever tell you. Irina, a little bit about the statistics on cancer to begin with and the burden, because now I'm hearing that cancer may, in certain areas of the United States, have taken over the number one slot for what kills someone. It used to be heart disease, and cancer sometimes take over. So what are the actual statistics on what's the burden of cancer in the U.S.?
Well, it's pretty crazy. There is almost 1.82 new cases of cancer diagnosed every year in the United States, and over 600,000 people die.
1.8 million, you mean?
Million.
Oh, yeah, yes. You didn't say million. Okay, yeah, after 1.8, I'm thinking that's only two people. Yeah, so 1.8 million new cases a year with 600,000 dying?
Over 600,000
dying. Yeah, that's
dying.
A lot.
And the
people.
Most common cancer is the breast cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, colorectal cancer, melanoma, all those. The incidence is about 439 per 100,000 on men and women.
Now, where did they get the statistic then that about 50% of men in their lifetime and almost 50% of women will end up with a cancer of some sort? Or this is just that per 1,000 per year type
yes,
of?
Yes, that's
right. I see. Okay. So basically in a lifetime, if you're listening, you're a male, you have a 50% chance of getting a cancer. For a female, you're just right behind that, maybe 48 to 50%, pretty much because of the environment and the diet and so forth and so on. What else can you tell us on statistics? Anything else that we should
know? Well, and worldwide, it's over almost 15 million of new cases and 8.2 million cancer-related deaths worldwide.
So you're talking a major industry, and they say that once someone is diagnosed with cancer, they're worth $300,000 to the cancer so-called industry at that point, which is a lot of money, meaning whether it's radiation, surgery, and or chemo, or a combination of these type of things. The problem is the death rate may be understated, in, as far as I'm concerned. A lot of the cancer records that are held depend on the death certificate. Many times someone has cancer, then their heart fails. It could have failed even from the chemotherapy, but the doctor just puts down heart failure, so that case gets moved out. So I think we may be looking at a much, much higher figure, Irina, than what we're looking at from what you're telling
right,
us.
Right, and even simple things like getting pneumonia, you know, while being in the hospital, they say that person died of pneumonia instead of cancer.
Right,
that's right.
And that's a problem, because if a lung cancer patient, usually it's a pneumonia, and a lot of patients, pretty much the common pathway often is either poor nutrition, which we will discuss in a little while, or it's not just poor nutrition, it's also an infection. So if they die of the infection and the person who signs that death certificate puts down, like, for example, like you said, pneumonia, it's not called a cancer death. And they go, see, that person didn't die from cancer. So the cancer registries are understated on purpose to make it look like we're doing better against the war from cancer, when probably, folks, we're really, really not. If you have a comment, question on anything, give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, and you can just go ahead and text Mike, and whether you're watching on Facebook Live, Tiki, Roku, CRN1, Twitch, or YouTube, for that matter. Well, there is a test you may not qualify for, unfortunately, but if you have a pretty much a family history where either yourself has had a cancer, your parents have had a cancer, even grandparents on either side, mother or father, or aunts and uncles, there's actually a point system that has to be added up. But if you have enough people in your family and your downstream of your family having cancer, then pretty much most of the time, an insurance company will pay for a simple, and I mean simple, test that tells you whether you have a predilection towards 8 to up to 22 different cancers. Now, these are called a genetic test. And what they do is they take a swab, just a little, you know, 6-inch cotton ball swab, swab the inside of your cheek, and send a couple of these swabs to a company in a preservative in about 2 to 3 weeks. You'll get back a report whether or not you have a certain predilection to certain disease. Now, that doesn't mean, and I have to say this because it's a very important as an expert for one of these companies, that it does not mean you're going to get a disease. You know, everyone knows pretty much about the breast BRCA gene, and the percentages run as high as 85% in some studies, some less. Certainly, there's an increase in breast cancer predilection, an increase in breast and in uterine and ovarian cancer predilection. But before you go crazy, if you know about it and you change the way the cells are working and this and pretty much the environment that they're in, which we call the epigenome, there is a chance that you will never produce that cancer. Now, we want to take time this afternoon with the show to tell you there is a genetic test if you qualify. It will come back and tell you what you might have a predilection for. You don't have to get the disease. And working with a company of this nature, typically when you get a genetic test back, often what you get is you have a predilection, let's say, for colon cancer. The person gets frightened and fear like crazy. And the resultant is to tell you to go ahead and get a colonoscopy every so many months, so they keep looking for it. Is that the best way to do it? And the answer is that's the only way that we have in the Western model. Just keep looking for it. Look there. Is it there? Is it not there? You know, but once it's there, it may also have grown faster than you would like. It already have done more damage. So that isn't the best thing. What we're going to do on today's show is we'll take one of the common ones. For example, we'll use breast cancer today a little bit, and we'll get into how we would look at someone who had a predilection to it and what we would tell them, which is basically, what is a diet that's anti-cancer causing for breasts specifically? How do we preserve the epigenome? What nutrients have been shown to help the epigenome? What type of exercise helps? What things may totally prevent this from ever breaking down and allowing this to go to the wrong direction? And I think we're going to go to a break now, right, Mike? So when we come back, we're going to enter that whole arena of how do we get this test done? And if it does become positive, what you can do about it. We'll even tell you how to get to the website and figure this out. KMET 1490, Facebook Live, Tiki, Roku, CRN, Twitch, and YouTube. You know how to get to us just by typing in a question. It doesn't matter if you're on topic or not. We'll deviate and talk to you about it. We like talking to you. But a call is even more important because then we can ask you the proper questions. The number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. 855-DR-MITCH. Make the call now and we'll help you. No judgment. We're here to help. Dr. Mitch and Irina, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-915-8941.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. All great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Welcome back to the Dr. Mitch Show. Look good, feel good, have great sex.
All right. Thank you, Irina. Irina and I are here waiting for you to give us a call at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-DR-MITCH. So easy to make that call, folks. 855-376-4824. And if you're driving along listening, KMET in the 1490 AM, anywhere in San Bernardino or around the Los Angeles area, or you're on Facebook Live or Tiki, Roku, CRN1, Twitch, or YouTube, you have the capability of asking questions pretty much on anything of how to look good and feel good and have great sex. Today, we're talking about a very serious problem. Maybe, if not the number one, certainly always occupies the one or two slot for death, that is cancer. And we're talking about a test that you may match up to or be allowed to do in pretty much insurance if, and that is only if, you reach a certain criteria and you have enough people in your family that have had cancer that would allow you to get a genetic test. The genetic test will show whether you have a predilection to a specific type of cancer. There's about 8 to 22 of them that most companies can assay for. Again, it doesn't mean you're going to get it. It just means you have a lot more chance of getting it. And by knowing that, we can help you in trying to prevent it. Now, we're not talking about the typical ways, because the typical way is if you come up with something with an increased predilection, like a pancreas cancer, the conventional community is going to tell you to get a blood test every 4, 5, 6 months, get an ultrasound every 6 months of your pancreas, get a CAT scan once in a while, and all these things are going to come into fruition. The problem is, pretty much when many of these cancers, like the stomach and ovarian and pancreas, actually can be seen on these structural tests, these tests that look for it, it's often way too late already. So we're going to suggest a different way of doing it. And we're going to give you an example so that you're not afraid of getting this test. And simultaneously, you have a method of looking to the future and seeing if there's anything that might be more likely to happen to you. Now, that doesn't mean another cancer can't occur either. It just gives you an idea whether from a genetic standpoint, you or if have something in your family in history that's running that could make a gene unstable and allow for the growth of something that is not good or ugly. The one we're going to do today is breast cancer. And first, we're going to tell you to first look, let's assume for one moment, everyone listening, every woman comes back with this test being positive. For sure, the very first thing you're going to do is go crazy. And you know what? You have a right to, especially when you hear all the horror stories of treatment and so forth. So you really will get nervous. I got it. But during that get nervous period too, you have to think of if someone's telling you have a much better chance of getting it, what will your, you know, what are your options? So a couple of the options are going to be told, well, if it's a BRCA certain gene, remove the breasts, remove the ovaries, pretty much start to take things off and out. And I don't agree necessarily with that as a first step at all, because that doesn't make any sense. Because if we do that, we can do that at birth. We can take the breast, we can take the prostate, we can take the appendix, we can take part of the pancreas. I mean, you know, it goes from something that makes sense to something that in 100 years from now is going to be looked at as pretty much barbaric and crazy. So I want to give you advice based upon the literature of what you should do. Well, first, you need to look for the signs and symptoms. So Irina, can you take us through some of the signs and symptoms that women should be looking for to see, you know, if they have, assuming for one minute, we're making a little bit of an assumption or an hypothesis that everyone listening female-wise has been given the potential. Now, men, don't think you're free from this, because there are more male cases than there have been in the past. In the past, maybe 20 years ago, there were only like 500 a year, but that's going up because of diet, et cetera. But let's assume now everyone listening has been given the genetic predisposition for a cancer. What can they do? First thing would be know the signs and symptoms. So what would that mean?
So for breast cancer, the first thing that you're going to be looking for is palpable mass, nipple retraction, any discharge from your nipple, any skin abnormality like swelling, redness, retraction, or feeling of roughness where it was an enlargement of your nodes, lymphatic nodes, and any ulcers, because certain cancers also cause ulcerations as well.
So the best thing to do then, what I think, is once a month at the same time, ladies and men, get undressed from the waist up, look in the mirror, and the very first thing is just look and see if you see anything different than you have before. We'll talk about self-breast exam, but even this is not where we're going. We're going deep into this, and we're going to show you the foods and what nutrients that you should be eating. Tiki, Facebook Live, Roku, CRN, Twitch, YouTube, claim at 1490. Come on. Either write to Mike right now or call us at 855-DR-MITCH. I know you've got questions. We're here for you, 855-376-4824. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irene. Lots more to go. We'll be right back after this message.
Hello, CRN listeners. I'm Michael Horn. And you know, you've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Michael Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials. You can save up to 50% off on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, normally $89.99, but with the promo code WINNER, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 50% off, including the body pillow for only $29.99. Enter promo code WINNER or call 800-513-3363 for these great specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood.
enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
We are the Debt Destroyer. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now to get our free report that tells you how to destroy your debt. It's a great resource. Plus, when you make this free call right now, we'll have a Debt Destroyer expert ready to help you. They can show you how they can help you destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help you slash your debt. Call right now for free information, including our Debt Destroyer Guide, a $300 value, yours free. Call right now.
800-515-6348. 800-515-6348. That's 800-515-6348.
This is sponsored by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With the first ever World Narcolepsy Day on Sunday, September 22nd, narcolepsy advocate and president and CEO of Project Sleep, Julie Flygar, is driving awareness about narcolepsy and sleep health.
Narcolepsy is an under-recognized sleep disorder that is often misdiagnosed. Many people with narcolepsy experience symptoms for many years before receiving an accurate diagnosis. Children with narcolepsy are especially at risk for delays in diagnosis since there is a general lack of awareness among physicians that narcolepsy can be a pediatric condition. In fact, more than half of people with narcolepsy say their symptoms started before the age of 18. That's why getting an appropriate assessment by a sleep specialist is extremely important. Knowledge is power. This World Narcolepsy Day helps raise awareness, learn more, and celebrate narcolepsy heroes.
For more information, visit ProjectSleep.com or take the Narcolepsy Symptom Screener and find a sleep specialist at MoreThanTired.com.
Dr. Mitch here with Irina. We're talking breast cancer, really pretty much any cancer, and the capability of being able to tell if you have more of a chance of getting it by a simple little swab of the inner cheek and doing a genetic test for different cancers. So we're going to look at some of the things that we can do. We're making the assumption that if you just joined us, anyone listening, that you've just been given the news that, whoa, you have a great predilection, male or female, more so than the normal population for getting it breast cancer. Now, before we do that, Twitch listener KitKat1983 said, if I have an IUD, does that increase the risk of breast cancer? And that's a good question that you're asking. And the answer pretty much is depends which one you have. If you have an IUD that is giving off a synthetic, and they only do give off synthetic, not natural, progesterone, the synthetic progesterones have been to some degree linked to an increase in breast cancer. The problem is no one's doing research, especially not the companies that have the those rings that give off the synthetic progesterone. So you not have a ton of research, but I can tell you anything that gives off any synthetic progesterone or any synthetic estrogen, the risk is going to go up for breast cancer. So if your IUD is just, let's say, a plain copper 7, one that perhaps doesn't give off any of the hormones, the answer to that question would be, it probably would be no different than the normal population. So again, it depends on what you're using. Take it from me. If I was trying to advise someone in my office, certainly who wanted to use an IUD as birth control, it would never be with giving off some synthetic hormone. That would definitely be my first line of opinion and answer. So look at it that way, Kit Kat, and thank you so much for your time in writing it. Like it, our Twitch listener, you can do the same thing from KMET1490, your Facebook Live, Tiki, Roku, CRN, or YouTube. You're able to write Mike, our board operator, producer, and he'll give us the question just like that. And we, of course, will be glad to answer it on the air. If you'd like to take the time and speak to us, which will give us a lot more a capability of asking you a question about your question to give you the most accurate answer, then just go ahead and dial 855-DR-MITCH, toll-free number throughout the U.S. at 855-DR-MITCH. And if you translate it, it's 855-376-4824. There is a complex, I mean complex things that end up causing cancer of the breast. You don't have to freak out if you get a positive test. As a matter of fact, we did make the assumption today, well, I think it's a good idea that we did that, Irina, that everyone listening has been thinking about, if they just got the answer that they do have an increased predilection, they have a family hereditary gene running that could easily go to the wrong direction. So we want to stabilize that community or the surrounding area, which we call the microenvironment, for where this particular cancer grows, the breast cancer. So I want you to, if you can, I know there's so many different things. I mean, this is extremely complex. That's why we do this for folks. And if you ever want to have a good handle on, you know, what you could do to prevent a cancer, we have taken the time and we've done painstakingly massive research from when I'm not talking about 10, I'm talking about hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of research articles we've reviewed to be able to come up with what works. And we do it in our patients all the time. And we find the patients, even given the chance of having a cancer, they do much better and have much less chance. If you go to imconsult, C-O-N-S-U-L-T.us, that's imconsult.us, you'll be able to get some great answers. You can always, you know, just go ahead and get a consult with us. We'll be glad to help you. You will be so glad you did, because we can markedly reduce your incidence of getting a breast cancer. So some of the other things that are modifiable that you can do, we'd like to talk about that first. So in a breast cancer, regardless of who it is, what are some of the things, Irina, that we can do that we can modulate that we're not doing right currently?
Well, obesity is one of those things that has been linked to many cancers and breast cancer, in particular alcohol, of course, nicotine. Everybody knows that smoking causes cancer, not just lung cancer, but risk of all the other cancers. Sedentary lifestyle, exposures through environment, and also many people work in industries that expose them to toxic metals and other chemicals that increase their breast cancer risk.
Now, everybody pretty much knows, and they would know even if they did a test like this, they would be told if they had a predilection, go get mammograms, ultrasounds, MRIs, you know, thermograms, things of this nature. And we can talk about the positive and negatives of all those. I don't want to do that in this session. But what are some of the lab tests, actual blood tests, that women could get that pretty much most doctors wouldn't tell them to get? I think that, or other tests, what could they get? What's the type of things can we start looking at that other physicians would never have told them to do?
Well, inflammatory markers for sure, like C-reactive protein, vitamin D level, iodine level, cancer markers in IGF-1, which is an insulin growth factor that has been associated with, when it's elevated, with breast cancer and other cancer risk. Ferritin and fibrinogen, those are things that are telling us whether or not the blood is getting too thick or if there is too much of iron load.
And then the hormones too, right?
The hormones for sure. You want to make sure that your hormones are balanced, that you don't have too much estrogen and not enough progesterone to balance it.
Including melatonin, the sleep hormone, which we will say, well, what do you mean? What does it have to do with sleep? But it's been shown that women that have very low melatonin levels are 600 times more likely to get a breast cancer than those who don't. So we're looking at not just regular things. We're looking at inflammatory markers, specifically vitamin D, iron, too much iron, and then all the hormones. Are they imbalanced? Testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, etc. And then there are very, very special inflammatory markers that we can look at too, and even things like circulating tumor cells and toxic metals. There are, especially even NIH recognizes things like arsenic, small amounts of lead can increase the amount of chance that you have. What preventative measures can you do? What are some of them? If you have a pencil and paper, I would definitely get it, because we're going to give you some ideas that no other physicians have ever probably ever told you about to help prevent you from ever getting a cancer, especially of the breast, because now we're focused on breast today. But why not? You want to prevent any cancer, it pretty much will hold for many of them. Came at 1490, Facebook, Roku, CRN, Twitch, YouTube. Come on, give us a call, 855-DR-MITCH, 855-376-4824, or just text Mike. Come on, do it now, and we'll be right back right after these messages. I'm Dr. Mitch with Irina right here.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-445-3166. 800-445-3166. That's 800-445-3166. Call now. 800-445-3166.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Mitch here. And we're, if you're listening, you are so, through a lot of different potential sources from KMET 1490, Facebook Live, Tiki, Roku, CRN, Twitch, and YouTube. And we're here for an easy call at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. That's the best way to get to us, or you can text Mike and we'll be glad to talk to you. If you're thinking about the potential of trying to prevent a cancer, which has moved from slot two to slot one or vice versa in some cases, in some studies of what causes death in the United States, wouldn't it make sense to do something that would help prevent it? We're talking about prevention by looking at what the potential, you know, cancers that you can get by doing a simple swab. If you are slated for, you have the right background to get this particular test, meaning you have to have the right level of amount of risk that has to be meet the insurance company's liking. But regardless, it's a test that may give you a lot of information. So there are supplements and things. We're going to talk about a couple of them today. We're going to talk about a couple of the supplements, something of the diet, few things to include in your diet, which exercise may be good, and a few things other. Now, we're not going to touch on all the things, but if you want to touch on all these things, or you have a potential for cancer, have a cancer, and you want some great information, and we're talking hundreds of hours of research into thousands of articles, then you can easily call us for a consult at imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us. And you can schedule a consult with us. It's inexpensive and it will give you a way to be able to talk to us directly about your specific problem quietly. And of course, as privileged information, we're going to help you to get to the place where you can prevent these diseases from ever rearing it their ugly head. imconsult.us. So Irina, let's take one or two of the different potential things that people should be using, could be using right now, and let's discuss them. And let's start in the category of supplements. Pick one or two and let's discuss.
Well, let's talk about curcumin, because I think every cancer that we've been looking at, the research is there that curcumin and inflammation fighting supplements and nutrients are super important.
Okay, so curcumin as a byproduct of the herb, nice yellow herb, turmeric, right? Does and has thousands, I mean, not hundreds, thousands of articles showing its potential in preventing and as well as even in a cancer that's already started. As a matter of fact, there are articles, lots of them, that pit this curcumin in the proper dose, that is, because of the way it inhibits certain pathways to the growth of cancer against some of the major cancer medicines. And guess what? It does as well, and in many instances better, and without side effects. So can you imagine having something as good as the chemo without side effects? And often, of course, it's not recommended because A, there is no pharmaceutical backing to it, and B, the doctors aren't aware of it. They just don't know it. So curcumin may be a really great product, but you have to get a product that gets into the bloodstream in large enough doses. That's why we always talk about the optimized curcumin that is in our website, and the one we use has been found 49 times more likely to create a nice blood level. But even still, you have to dose it in large enough doses. And the dosage for curcumin, if it's a good curcumin, is a minimum of 6,500 milligrams. Now you're going to say, oh my goodness, that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot, because most of them come as 400 milligram, maybe 500. And the answer is yes, it's a lot. But to get the results, get the blood levels to be maintained and inhibit the pathways to cancer, that's the kind of levels that we're talking about.
Now, is this for a person that already has cancer, or to prevent, you might need a little bit less of a dosage, I'm thinking, right? Because we were looking at this type of dosages for people who we are already treating.
That's right. So what you're suggesting, Irina, is there a lesser dose to prevent? And I would say yes. I would say that dose should be at minimum 1,600 to about 3,000 milligrams.
And also, let's take the blood test to guide us, right? We will get the blood test, C-reactive protein, as we talked about, to begin with. If it's in a normal range, we will need a lot less of it than when you already started with some crazy numbers at like 20, 30, 40 to begin with.
Basically, what you're saying is that if there's a lack of inflammation, we can use less. If there's a lot of inflammation, we'll need more.
And monitor
very carefully. What other kind of, let's give us one more other supplement that might be great to be used.
Well, something that people might not think about, like iodine.
Yes. There are books written about how iodine, which is one of the one or two slotted minerals that we are deficient in as we get older. And most people pretty much, they put iodine and they think of iodine when they're thinking of thyroid. And they're right, because the thyroid requires iodine to convert and to make the active thyroid. However, iodine has other things it does. And one of them is to help degradate, get rid of, so to speak, estrogen. And women who have the highest iodine levels have the lowest breast cancer rates. You and I take our product, which we call thyroid support. By taking that, it gives us a very high level of thyroid iodine, and that helps.
And also selenium is in it, which is another nutrient that has
exactly
been found to help with breast cancer specifically.
When we come back in a flash, what to avoid if you don't want to get breast cancer, and what sort of exercise or what sort of diet you should be able to take. Go ahead and text us your questions to Facebook, Tiki, Roku, CRM, Twitch, KMET 1490 out there, 855 Dr. Mitch. That's 855-376-4824. I'm Dr. Mitch, and we'll be right back right after these messages. All right, Mike, we'll be back soon. Thank you.
Experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Legendary food critic Meryl Schindler talks about the Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California.
The Hill Street Cafe in Burbank, California, 3301 North Glen Oaks Boulevard, open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And when I say breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I mean menus that give you everything you can possibly want. I'm looking at the dinner menu here. They got every sort of sandwich and salad. And not only do they have burgers and hot dogs, but they have burgers and hot dogs made with Beyond Meat and Beyond Sausage. They have a fitness menu. They have senior dining. It is a full-service restaurant with a lot of, I should mention, very good beers and wines. And they have a back room that is semi-private, fits up to 50 people. They offer delivery through ChowNow, Grubhub, Postmates, DoorDash, and Uber Eats. They allow filming at the restaurant as well. Parking lot is great. A lot over 60 spots. It's a terrific restaurant, and I love the fact that it's something for everybody. Hill Street Cafe, 3301 North Glen Oaks, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Welcome back to the last segment of the Dr. Mitch Show today, and we're talking on breast cancer and how to prevent it. We talked about a few supplementations, and one thing that we suggest that you stay away from is calcium. If you get enough calcium, particularly from green vegetables, taking extra calcium would only be a problem. Pretty much all studies, without going into it, show that more than 500 milligrams of calcium from all sources increases your risk of cancer and breast cancer. Remember, when they do a mammogram, what are they looking for? That's right, microcalcifications. And pretty much all breast cancers, and I don't mean pretty much, but all cancers, not just breast cancers, utilize calcium in their process of division and making more. When we're talking about diet, give us some ideas, Irina, on diet that we can do. People hear about a million different diets. Just give us some specifics when it comes to breast cancer. What things would be helpful and what things would not be helpful? Give us a couple ideas with that.
So in general, of course, organic diet with a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, specifically apples. And we are talking organic only, because if you eat fruits and vegetables loaded with pesticides and herbicides, you're gonna just make everything worse. So organic only, apples, strawberries, lemons, fisetin rich fruits, which is strawberries, grapes, flax seeds, your favorite, coffee?
Yep, coffee mm-hmm. does a great job in preventing most cancers, including prostate and breast. So men and women having a cup, three or four, up to four cups a day even, has shown to actually decrease prostate cancer and decrease breast cancer. And of course, it should be an organic, and the best, it's a regular, is caffeinated. What else?
Garlic and onions.
Yeah, I love garlic and onions. Garlic has been shown in so many different cancers to have such a great product of reducing cancer spread. Now, when it comes to exercise, what would be a good tip for exercise? Because some people think if they exercise themselves into the ground, that's the right thing to do. Some think people say, oh, if I lift weights. Some people say if I run 16 miles a day, something ridiculous. What's your take?
No, you really need to do maybe 30 to 45 minutes, three, four times a week. You want to do some weightlifting, and specifically for breast cancer, you want to move your lymphatics, which the best thing is rebounding. Rebounding is us get on a little trampoline or any type of trampoline, but the one you can have at home costs, I don't know, $30, $40 maybe.
$39.
And you just gently bounce on it for 20, 30 minutes a day. That moves the lymph the best.
Let's again make sure that you understand clearly. Any type of cancer is a aberration, particularly of a gene. Not necessarily that you had the gene, but a gene going bad. It goes bad from the environment, from what you eat, from what you do, from where you are, from the job you work at, to the things that you eat. If you already have a hereditary predilection, a greater possibility through gene testing, a simple inside the mouth testing, then these particular noxious substances, whether it's radiation, even from a mammogram, which is responsible for 27,000 deaths a year, according to studies by itself, or from these other potential things that we talked about. If you have that predilection by hereditary, then you're more likely to be knocked up a couple notches in getting that particular cancer. So look for your exposures, limit them, check to see if you have a genetic predilection, and go ahead and holler to us for lots of answers, for thousands of articles being reviewed and experts of more than 45 years of experience to Irina Ahai. Just go ahead and go to the website at imconsult.us. That's imconsult.us, and we can help you. imconsult.us. Until next time, from Irina and I, thank you, Irina, for being with me. I love you, Peter. Love you, the folks listening to the show. Thank you for your participation. Until next time, God bless. I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Dr. Mitch.
Which was most appropriate because that was your theme.
Are you tired of hearing your favorite talk?